One of the ways we at the Village Church make connections with our congregation and community is through our newsletter, eConnections. It's sent out by email and includes all kinds of information about upcoming events, Shell Point Television Channel 13 programming schedules, ways to submit prayer requests, and much more. We love to hear from you. In each of our eConnections, I offer a brief pastoral message. Often it will address a contemporary issue that we are all facing, or will highlight one of our ministries or teaching series, but it always has an encouraging biblical theme. For those of you who don't do email, we're happy to provide a televised version of that pastoral message. We hope you enjoy them, and may God continue to bless you richly as you seek to follow Him in these unusual times. And now here is this issue's pastoral message from eConnections. Hi, this is the eConnections message for Thursday, February 9. It's entitled, Identified and United. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, we were all baptized into one body. Male college students aren't known for their laundry skills. I actually thought I had it figured out. After all, I'd been a Boy Scout. And while I don't ever recall a merit badge on doing laundry, I had learned how to wash my own scout uniform and iron it, by golly. And I had received all the requisite instructions from my mother before I went off to college. But I was not responsible for my roommate. Evidently, either he was not a Boy Scout or he had skipped some of the requisite lessons in the laundry room. Specifically, he had skipped the lesson on washing colors. You know, darks with darks, whites with whites. That sort of thing. He thought he was doing me a favor. He threw a couple of sets of my white underwear in with his laundry. His unsorted laundry, which included a fairly new pair of red gym shorts. You can imagine the result. I now had pink underwear. Not a particularly masculine look for a male in those days. And once it was pink, there was nothing anyone could do about it. It was permanently pink. It would never be white again. In a sense, it was forever identified with the red gym shorts. In the ancient world, people changed the colors of clothing on purpose. They didn't use red gym shorts, but various kinds of dyes. They would dip the neutral colored cloth into a vat of dye and immerse the garment for a time. The Greek word for dip was bapto, and the word for immerse was baptizo. In a sense, my underwear had been baptized. In the ancient world, to baptize a garment meant that you identified the garment with the colored dye. They were united, inseparable, permanent. When John the Baptist came on the scene, he baptized people. Baptism was usually used for Gentile converts to Judaism. The unclean Gentiles were ritually cleansed by baptism so they could be included among God's covenant people. But John baptized Jews as well. That was scandalous. He was saying that even God's covenant people were sinners and needed to be cleansed. Once the church was established, baptism was used again for cleansing, but it was also used particularly for identification with Christ. Baptizing in water was tantamount to being baptized into the blood of Christ, into the death of Christ. Paul says, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Romans 6:3. Paul goes on to drive the point home. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Romans 6:5. So baptism into Christ Jesus means to be identified with Christ, to be united with Christ. And just as in the baptism of a garment into a dye, we are permanently identified and united with Christ in both his death and resurrection. Of course, this is a spiritual reality demonstrated by the drama of water baptism. And it is a wonderful display of that reality. That's why water baptism is such a meaningful practice in the church and is in fact commanded as a sign for each of us who by faith call Jesus our Savior. We are planning a baptism in April. Right after the Palm Sunday worship service, we will go over to the island pool and baptize any who desire to experience that beautiful drama of union with Christ. Have you been identified with Christ? Are you united with Christ? If so, have you experienced the sign of baptism demonstrating publicly that you are permanently and inseparably in Christ Jesus? Talk to Pastor Don or to me if you have questions about baptism and consider participating in this service. And whether you're baptized in the service or not, please come and be a witness of this public testimony of union with Jesus. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.